So what's your comments? Turn off your cell phones, turn them on vibrate, whatever, and I'd ask the secretary to call the roll.
Representative DeVries.
Here.
Gassman.
Here.
Alverson.
Here.
Hargan.
Here.
Howie.
Here.
Yerke.
Here.
Nelson.
Here.
Pitt. Sigstedt.
Here.
Vandeman. Here. Valley.
Here.
Diedrich.
Here.
Bruner.
Here. Okay, minutes of our last meeting. We have a motion approved by Halverson, seconded by DeVries. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried. Okay, our agenda today contains one bill, Senate Bill 128, an act to revise certain provisions related to the Soybean Research and Promotion Council. Are there proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the House Ag.
Welcome.
Senator Jim Peterson, District 4. Great to be back here in House Ag. Used to sit right where Clayton is sitting. This is going to be very short. This is a very good bill. We have very competent people that are going to present it to you, and I have to run over to education. But I would appreciate you supporting this bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Other proponents?
Representative Justin Davis, District 23.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's nice to be back. It's, I forgot how small this room is over here. Senate Bill 128 is pretty much a house cleaning bill. Currently, the soybean checkoff is collected under the national checkoff, and what this bill is doing is basically just kind of bringing the state checkoff in line with the national. Let me just go through this real quick. On the end of section 1, on subsection 2 there, or 7, excuse me, it just defines the net market price. Then at the bottom of section 3, it's just taking out the organic soybean growers. They have a whole different way of promoting and marketing their product. And on section 4, we're just taking that out. Currently, the national checkoff doesn't have a refund included in theirs. What they do is they have a referendum every, I can't remember if it's 3 or 4 years, and gives the producers a chance to change anything with the checkoff process. And then on the last three lines of the bill, we amended that in over in the Senate, and that's just says that this act doesn't go into effect unless the national soybean checkoff is ended or if there's something that comes up with that. So with that, I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, Representative. Other proponents? Are there opponents of the Senate Bill 128? No opponents? If there are no opponents, we'll open up to committee questions. Or, well, I guess you don't need a rebuttal, unless you'd like one. Committee questions. Representative Sigstedt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just one little question. What was the refund amount mounted to?
Currently, the refund is one half of 1% of the market price. So if you're looking at $6 soybeans, I think it would be like 3 cents. So, and this law here keeps the exact same rate as the national.
Other questions? Representative Valley.
I have a couple of them. One of them is we're going, I just want to make sure I saw this correct. We're going from a penny a bushel to a percent, is it, and so that's going to raise it like on $5 beans from 1 cent to 2.5 cents. Is that correct?
That's what the change in this law would be. But currently, the checkoff that's collected within South Dakota is at the national rate, which is the half of 1%. So the producers aren't going to. This isn't going to affect the producers at all.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Okay. And then this provides for Knoll Reef before you could get a refund, and now you can't, or is it the same? Is that the same issue?
That's the same issue. In South Dakota's current law, it provides for a refund, but we're not following that law. We're following the national checkoff, and the national checkoff does not have a refund in it. And this bill is just simply bringing South Dakota's law in line with the national checkoff, but we don't intend on using this unless something happens with the national checkoff.
Your forehead is smooth. That means you must either understand or you're really lost. You don't have wrinkles.
I appreciate the chairman's noticing my brow, but I'm going to wrinkle it. Sorry.
Okay. Ask until you're happy.
Thank you, Mr.
Well, within reason.
Do we have two laws now that that are active in? And we're just following one? I'm a little hazy here. Could you help me?
The state law is currently on the books, but we've been following the national soybean checkoff since 1991. So even though we've had this on the books, they haven't used it to collect any soybean checkoff dollars. They've only used the national. And this is just bringing them together.
The light's starting to go on. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Other questions? Representative DeVries.
Thank you. Representative Davis, in the language that we're striking on page 3 from 14 on down, that described how they would get their checkoff back if they so chose. Yep. And the language above it, lines 9 through 12, that you're adding, it says that they can be exempt, but there's no process for doing that.
That's organic.
Yeah, in section 3, that's, they're talking about organic producers, and they're not going to market the same place that you would your other soybeans. They've got a completely different way of dealing with that product.
Go ahead.
And I understand that. I'm just wondering what process they use to be exempt from this checkoff if it's not. Is that addressed in federal law, or is this something that we...
Yeah, this here is just similar to what the federal law states. Within the federal checkoff, they're exempt from that, too.
Okay. I have a question. Page 2... Line 20, you added the word bond in there. Can you explain why you need to bond?
That I do not know.
Would you like to, could you answer that?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Nancy Johnson, registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Soybean Association. And when the federal law went into effect in 1991, one of the things that they requested would be that those soybean councils that actually do the promotion activities, that those personnel be bonded. The existing South Dakota statute did not have that language. And so this, again, just brings us into compliance with the federal language and with the current practice.
So who exactly would be bonded? Just the council members?
The council members.
Okay, thank you. Other questions? Representative Diedrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The statement of this just brings us in line with federal law and current practice really concerns me, because it tells me that we hadn't been following the state law or even looking at the state law. Was there anything in the state law that was not superseded by the supremacy clause in the federal law concerning this matter?
Not that I'm aware of, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you.
Representative Halverson.
Thank you. I guess Ms. Johnson could answer this probably. when you talk about the rate of 0.5% value of the net market price, And that's, I'm assuming that's for everybody that just harvests their beans or takes their beans out of the bin, takes them to their local elevator and sells them. What about in the case of, for example, of a seed grower? You know, like if you have a contract with Pioneer Seed, or if you have you're growing beans specifically for a company, and then is the obligation up to the company? And like, for example, would Pioneer be obligated to pay into the checkoff then, or is that how is that handled?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Halverson, you have a first producer, and so as you process those through, if you're selling them to the seed company, there's an agreement between you and the seed company as to who's going to be that first producer. Those beans will only be assessed once, and it can be either at the grower or the seed purchaser.
Other questions? If there are no other questions, we'll move on to committee discussion and or action. Representative Diedrich. Motion to pass by Diedrich, second by Harrigan's. Comments?
They've explained it well.
Any other comments? If not, we have a do pass motion. If there are no other comments, then I would ask the Secretary to call the roll. Those in favor vote aye, opposed nay. Go ahead.
Aye.
Gassman.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Hargan.
Aye.
Howie.
Aye. Yerke.
Aye.
Malkin.
Aye.
Sigdestad.
Aye.
Bannerman.
Aye. Bally.
Diedrich. Aye.
Bruner.
Aye. Motion carried. Goes out with a due pass recommendation.
Move consent.
We have a motion consent.
Second.
Motion by Halverson, second by Hargan's. Comments? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. We're on consent. So far.
That has changed.
Okay, that brings us to the end of our calendar. Remind you that we will have a short meeting at the regular time Thursday morning. I believe Ag Unity is going to feed us breakfast, have breakfast for us, and we'll have a short discussion on summer study issues. So bring your suggestions. And with that, if there are any announcements, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. A motion by Nelson, second by Gassman. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned.